Here it is. We have power. That's right. We have power. Here we are at Redcrest 2024. We're walking the booths, and my friend's here with ProGuide Batteries. They got a booth. I said, let's do a show. Let's talk about some of this stuff, because you guys actually have new product that's right here.
And we dropped it this morning.
Dropped
brand
it this
new
morning.
Drop, yeah.
So no one knows.
Like, yeah, this is exclusive.
Exclusive.
Yeah.
They don't get
first
any better.
First drop right here.
First take.
Doesn't get any better than that. So tell us who you are and what your position is at ProGuide.
Sure, sure. I'm Dave Waller. I'm the director of sales at ProGuide Batteries. So been with the company for 34 years.
Wow.
Yep. Joey McCracken. I'm the marine market manager for ProGuide Batteries.
So there you go. We got the marketing people here. Someone who did all the technology, he ran off. What's his name? Give him
Zach.
A shout.
Zach Warren does all of our tech and marketing setup. He's taking a lap while we're busy here.
He said, anyone wants to be in this? And he's like,
exactly. That's right.
Tell us, first tell us before you get to the drop.
Yeah.
Tell us, how did it all start? How did they end up ProGuide having a thing? Because it's actually Missouri, right?
Yeah. So actually, we've been in the battery business since 1980. So,
wow.
So 40 years plus in the battery business, and just started as it's a family owned business. Still is a family owned business, and you know, back then we were selling, you know, auto batteries and batteries for your lawnmower, and the owner, Lane Shoemaker, got the fishing bug, and so got involved in the fishing industry, and that's where ProGuide came from. And so we started to develop the marine line, and it's really been very good for us. And so lithium and chargers now, which is the exciting thing today, are just kind of the evolution of what we do.
Yep, from lead acid to AGM, and then the lithium craze across of all of fishing is taking off, which I think definitely with the technology craze in fishing taking off, the lithium is a good addition to make that technology work the way it's supposed to.
And it starts lithium batteries, that's the very end, but you have AGM batteries and other batteries too that anglers that are more, you know, looking at a budget conscious, they can.
Absolutely. Listen, there's lithium has some great advantages, but there's still a place for lead acid batteries, for AGM, and so we offer the whole variety of products for sure.
There you go. So let's talk about batteries and how someone's going to decide what battery to get. What works best if you have a lithium battery? Why would you buy a lithium battery in a boat for an angler?
For us right now, there's a few different reasons to go lithium. With the electronics and the forward-facing sonars across the industry are really taking off. You gain a lot when you go to a lithium battery on your electronics, first of all, because your volts change. So traditional lead-acid battery starts 12.5 volts, and it's a pretty predictable bell curve. As with lithium, you're at 13.8 to about 13.5 before that battery's off. So you get a lot more juice, and it's more predictable. So your screens are brighter. They're the same every time you're on the water. Your trolling motor speed is the same from freshly charged to almost dead. The speed's the same. So you can really dial in and get a little more. You don't have the variance of a battery dying on you because you're always having those max volts all the time, which is really cool.
Right. So I have an AGM, one of your AGM batteries. So why would someone buy an AGM battery?
A couple of real advantages for AGM is you don't have to, there's no maintenance involved, so you're not having to fill them with acid or anything of that nature. Little higher voltage as well. So their finished voltage is a little bit higher than a standard lead acid. And, just the maintenance free and the, non-spillable, those kind of things are really an advantage. And AGMs come a long ways. So AGM cycles very well today as well.
And AGM stands for?
Absorbed glass mat, actually.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yep.
I threw that out there. See, I was going to try and trick them because they're technical guys not here. But I'm not going to fool these guys on any battery questions, believe me. So lead acid, if someone's looking... that's a budget.
It's a really great price point with the lead acid. They still can. We have the all the correct cranking amps of an in a lead acid battery as well as reserve capacity. So it's still a great option. There's just other options. It's a good, better, best situation.
It really is.
And so let's talk a little bit about chargers. And maybe we should, before we go to chargers, before we go to chargers, let's talk about the volatility of a lithium battery. So the misconceptions that are there.
Yeah, you know, there is a lot of misconceptions, and there's a lot of different varying grades of lithium products that are in the market. So a lot of what goes into the lithium is you want to make sure that you got a great BMS. So the BMS is the battery management system, and so it basically controls everything that's going on inside the battery. So the terminals are just a place for you to connect to, and once you get to the connection, the BMS controls what's happening inside of the battery. So they've come, you know, the batteries, the technology that's coming on is going very quickly now, and there's a lot of bigger amp hour capacities, which is what's kind of driving that as well. You need more power if you've got two or three forward facing sonars.
Yeah, the number of sonars is going up and up.
Things are becoming very power hungry, and so if you need more energy, you know, then you're going to need a battery that weighs more. Whereas, you know, you can get 200 amp hours worth of lithium that's going to weigh as much as, you know, 100 amp hours worth of lead acid or AGM.
Right.
So those kind of things are driving the market as well. But realistically, you know, our battery is over protection or over voltage protection, under voltage protection, overcurrent, undercurrent, temperature.
Lots of parameters.
There's a lot of things that you can do, and you put those in there to make it a really safe battery. And it's lithium iron phosphate, which is a little safer technology as well.
Right.
So, you know, knock on wood, we've not seen any issues.
Where a lot of the misconceptions originally came from. There's a lot of different chemistries out there with lithium and different ways to make a lithium battery. Lithium ion phosphate is by far the safest in the industry in lithium batteries completely now, and that's all we do.
And stepping up to Bluetooth and batteries, that's I know the other day we were filming professional bass anglers, so we went and we were filming the back, and he was showing us his system, and he's like, well, look at this on my phone first. And I'm like, so
we have that as well. Our 150 amp hours are 36 volt and 24 volt. You can pull it up on your phone, check out how much power you got left, the runtime, the power coming in, the power going out. It's the battery management system is a computer inside that battery that can not only relay information to you on your phone, but to the battery itself. If it's getting a spike or a low voltage, it can protect itself. So that's why we have a 10-year warranty on these batteries. It's a 5-year free replacement, 5-year prorate, but you're getting, we trust that because we know our BMS parameters are going to keep that thing safe.
And how many cycles for that?
Yes,
yeah, so in a ballpark.
Yeah,
it depends. And listen, you will see some crazy numbers out there.
Yeah,
we list ours at 2,500 cycles, and that's at 80% DOD. So the less your depth of discharge is, I mean, you could see
3,500,
4,000.
Depending on how it's getting used.
Absolutely. Huh. Yeah, it really, that curve is no different whether it's lead acid, lithium, or anything else. The more you discharge it, the shorter the number of cycles. But for lithium, that still, even at that big rate of discharge, is substantial.
I don't think I could wear them out. As you're saying, one angler probably couldn't wear them out in their lifetime.
We've changed our mindset now that every time we sell batteries, we're going, now don't forget to take these out of your boat whenever it's time to get a new boat, which is a crazy thought, because it used to be you'd have to replace your batteries in your boat so many times.
I always used to tease folks because I'm like, well, if you fish 250 times a year and the battery will go 10 years, that's 2,500 cycles. Now, if you fish 250 times a year, I need to know what you do for a living.
You have to fish for a living for that.
I don't think they do that for a living. I think they go fishing just for fun. And someone else does the working.
That sounds right.
There's only one person I know that maybe gets to do that, and that's some of our guide friends.
Yeah,
My friend Pete Winters. I think he may fish 250 times a year.
I would have said. He probably does.
And if he's not doing that, he's in his garage and he's giving the fishing report. A shout out for you, Pete. Pete's actually been on, he drove down and actually did it a podcast show at the facilities down
Cool.
The fishing guide podcast facilities.
So, yeah.
That takes us up to chargers, because chargers are super important, because the it all changes when you have different types of batteries in your boat, and the chargers that you're going to have, and what chargers you're going to use to charge those.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was really the need that we saw in the market was, you know, a lot of times, I mean, you know, some folks want to have, for instance, you might rig your boat where you've got an AGM battery on your starting side.
Right.
You have a lithium battery as an accessory battery. And then maybe you do have lead acid batteries as your trolling motor batteries.
Yeah.
Right.
So in that case, you'd need a 5-bank charger, and you need those banks to be able to be programmable. So,
yeah.
So you've got lead acid. You've got AGM. And
everybody's configuring their boats differently right now, and there's a lot of variance in all of fishing of what is good and what is not and what is specific. And if some older boats shouldn't have a lithium start battery in them due to the alternators. So, like, an AGM's great for that application. But if you want the advantages of lithium on a specific application with your sonar or just your trolling motor, you're able. Our new line of chargers have all of the different banks, so we can change them bank to bank to bank, so you can go lead acid, AGM, or lithium, depending on what you need.
Yeah, and specifically the one that you've got there, so that's a 1236, so that would be a charger that you would use, say you went to a single 36 volt to run lithium battery to run your trolling motor, and then you still have a 12 volt battery that you want to use for your accessories. So that one is now that particular charger is specific to the 36 volt is lithium only profile.
Yep.
The other, the 12 volt profile, it could be lead acid, it could be AGM, it could be lithium.
Yep.
And you can actually change it right on the charger. The other interesting thing about those chargers, it's all aluminum case, actually has a fan on the back of the charger that comes on if the charger gets above about 120, I believe, degrees.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because that's the other thing that we see. You see a lot
majority
of
charger issues come from heat is what we found. So we've really wanted to make sure we can keep that thing cool, even if it's hard mounted into the boat.
Right. Yep. Huh. So is this waterproof?
Yeah, my IP68. Mm-hmm.
And how many chargers do you have? Like, is this your only charger? Or?
So we did a 1 to 5 bank. So in 12 volt, you can do 1 to 5, and all of those banks will have the lead acid, AGM, or lithium setting.
Okay.
We also came out with this 1236. So if you're running a single cell 36 volt battery, you can run there and your start battery. And we also did a 1224. So if you have a 24 volt single cell battery, you can do a 12 volt start and your 24 volt.
Do you have other chargers? Do you sell other chargers, or is this the only charger that you sell?
So that's our line that we just brought in. I mean, we have so we do sell some golf cart chargers and some other chargers in some different markets.
We got a battery and a charger for anything, but this is our Marine Pro Guide charger for sure.
There you go. So we talk about chargers and that inside. When you're charging, what do you think the key is to charging your batteries? What is it? Because people talk a lot about temperatures making a difference and when you can charge.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of those things are just simple. You know, they're the same whatever chemistry you have. So, you know, a battery likes to live in the in a temperature that's like the rest of us, right? It likes to live somewhere around 40, 45 degrees. It really loves it when it's 60, 65 degrees.
Right.
It gets a little temperamental when it gets cold, and it gets temperamental when it gets hot. And so, you know, all batteries, no matter the chemistry, you're going to live within that. So, I mean, obviously, if you got it inside, it's going to charge a little quicker. That's the other thing to remember. It's when it's in that sweet spot, it just means it's most efficient.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it's going to not charge it if it's cold or not charge if it's hot. It's just going to be a little less efficient when it does it. So you want to, you know, in a perfect world, we'd all park them in our garages like Pete does and plug them in.
Plug them in while you're doing your fishing report.
Exactly. Right.
So, telling people to throw a wiggle wart.
That's right.
Table Rock Lake, which you can.
That's right.
I need to do that like year round. Yes, there's ice.
That's
on the
never
line.
Bad advice.
So you have the chargers, and you have the batteries. What do you think? What do you think is the most important part when it comes to connecting the two? Is it are you connecting them directly to them? Is there fuses and things in between there? So is there things that they have to buy extra when if they get a charger like that?
This has breakers in line in for each lead, so it does have protection in each lead. So you're totally covered on that side. But, yeah, the biggest thing with so many different configurations out there now of different batteries, chemistries, the best thing is when you put that thing in, you just got to make sure we set it up the first time for each battery, whether it's lead acid, AGM, or lithium, to get the most out of your batteries. Because the main thing, difference-wise, a lithium battery will charge to a higher voltage than an AGM or lead acid. So if you're on a lead acid or AGM charger, your lithium's only ever going to get to about 85% percent full. You're just not going to get the full lifespan out of that battery. Yeah. So it just gives you some extra.
For sure. And one thing that I failed to mention that's super important about our new charger line, too, is it has an activation mode. So if you're... say your lithium battery is goes to sleep,
right?
You know, self-protects is really what it's doing. For whatever reason, then we have an activation mode on the charger to
wake it up.
It'll wake that battery back up.
So you push the button on this, the button, and then it wakes it up.
Yep.
You don't have to plug this into an outlet for activation.
You would still have to plug it in activation.
So if you were out on the water, if you could borrow someone's power source at their boat dock, you could.
It'd wake it up, yes.
You could wake it up.
Our start batteries, our new lithium start batteries, I have a button on the top, actually, to wake them up on and off.
An activation.
So, which is pretty cool, too.
Yeah, it's kind of a built-in jump starter almost.
So it has a reserve built in for that exact reason. There's a lot of people running forward-facing sonars on their start batteries. So if you're out there and you never start your boat, you could get it straight. You could kill it and stranded. Good thing you go to the back of the boat, hold the button for 3 to 5 seconds, turns your battery back on, start the boat, go home.
Nice.
Yeah, it's
pretty handy.
Backup jump pack. Make sure nobody gets stranded.
Yeah. So a lot of outboard engines, they frown upon lithium batteries. Mm-hmm. What's the scoop on that?
Yeah, I mean, we frown upon some outboard engines wanting to use lithium as well. Like some of your older, motors that have stators and those kind of things. You know, again, if you've got a voltage irregularity that's going to your starting battery, then a lithium battery is going to recognize that, and it's going to go to sleep.
Yeah, anything with a two-stroke or a stator type of way to recharge your start battery. Those can vary, but our batteries do meet specs for Merck on the start side. So every Merck, brand new Merck out of the factory, you can put our lithium start battery in it. You're not voiding any warranties. Everything's good to go. So,
okay, that's good to know. I'm sure people are going to ask that question in the comment section
Yeah, there's some outboard companies that haven't came out with specs yet. And those batteries, we still recommend a 31 AGM battery for those boats.
All right.
Yeah, some folks just haven't, you know, and there's some rating questions that goes into that as well. We rate ours in basically the BCI, which is the Battery Council International, makes a standard, and basically ours is rated in a lead equivalency rating. So, because if you actually, you know, if you said, well, how many CCAs is it, Dave? I'm going to say, well, first of all, it wouldn't pass a CCA test. Because the CCA test requires a 30-second discharge, and that charge will shut off. I mean, it'll shut off if you over-pull that many amps for that long of a time.
Right.
So there's actually a lead equivalency rating, and that's why it's rated that way.
All right. Well, that sounds good. That takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time, sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures has a complete line of hard and soft bait, so you need to check them out and see. Of course, we are right here at Red Crest, and so that's the noise going over, but make sure you check them out at picolures.com. And
come see us at Pro Guide Batteries. Check us out, proguide.com as well.
All right, that does it. Like I always like to say, hey, Pete, keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water.